Ever get that feeling like there's something more going on? Like,
Yeah.
underneath it all, reality is a lot weirder than we think, and maybe a little bit scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we're just scratching the surface.
Well, today we're diving into something that kind of feels that way. I mean, we're not talking about ghosts or anything, but think CERN, quantum computers, and parallel universes.
Seems a bit sci-fi, doesn't it?
It does. But we've been digging into some articles, real science stuff, about CERN's projects and quantum computing. And then there's all these wild theories in physics about things like, you know, extra dimensions, the mini worlds interpretation.
Right, the really out there stuff.
Exactly. So what we want to do is make sense of it all. See if there's any actual connection between these things or if it's just like, you know, hype and speculation.
Yeah, separate fact from fiction. Right.
Exactly. And like, cut through all the technical jargon so we can actually, you know, understand what's going on. All right, so where do we even start with all this?
Well, think about how we usually see the world. We've got up, down, left, right, forward, back. Those are our three dimensions.
Right, good old 3D.
And then there's time always moving forward. So that's kind of our everyday reality. But then there's this thing called the ADIS-CFT correspondence, which is, well, it's complicated.
Yeah, I've seen that term thrown around. What's the basic idea?
It suggests that imagine a hologram. You know, it looks 3D, but it's really just an image on a flat surface.
Okay, I get that.
So this ADIS-CFT thing kind of says that our whole universe with all its dimensions might be like a projection from a lower dimensional reality, one where space and time as we know them don't even really exist.
Hold on. So you're saying that our 3D world with time moving forward and everything,
yeah,
that's just a projection from some other weirder reality.
That's what this physicist Juan Maldacena proposes. That there's this deeper level of reality that's totally different from what we experience.
So if that's even remotely true, could CERN, with all their fancy equipment and stuff, actually be trying to explore this other reality? Maybe even, like, peek into these other universes?
That's a big question, isn't it? And some of the stuff we've been reading suggests it might not be as crazy as it sounds.
Right. Now, let's talk about CERN. They've got that Large Hadron Collider, the LHC, that everyone's heard of, smashing particles together at super high speeds.
It's a pretty incredible feat of engineering, actually.
Yeah. And their main goal, as far as we know, is to find these fundamental particles that make up everything in the universe, right?
Yep. Like they discovered the Higgs boson. That's a big one.
Yeah, the God particle. That was huge news. But our sources point out that CERN's also been looking into things like dark matter, antimatter, and even those extra dimensions we were talking about.
They're definitely not afraid to push the boundaries of what we know about the universe.
Okay, but here's where things get a little shady. Some of these sources mention these unexpected anomalies in CERN's data, like things that don't quite fit with our current understanding of physics.
And what's interesting is that they don't always, you know, fully explain these anomalies.
Yeah, that's what makes it kind of suspicious. Like, are they hiding something? Could it be evidence of something beyond our current understanding, like something interacting with those other dimensions?
Yeah.
You're getting into the real speculative territory, but it's fascinating to think about.
It is. So, okay, let's say for a second that they are seeing evidence of these other dimensions. Why would they need quantum computers for that? Those things are pretty mind-boggling in themselves.
Right. Well, the data CERN collects is massive, like ridiculously huge. And to analyze it all, they need some serious computing power. Even supercomputers can only do so much.
Okay, I can see how that would be a problem. But what exactly makes quantum computers so special? Why are they better for this than regular computers?
Well, regular computers use bits, which are either a one or a zero. But quantum computers use these things called qubits. And a qubit can be a one, a zero, or both at the same time. It's called superposition.
Wait, so it can be two things at once? How does that even work?
It's quantum mechanics. It's weird. But the point is, it lets quantum computers do a ton of calculations at the same time, way faster than any regular computer.
So it's not just about speed, it's about being able to handle problems that regular computers can't even touch.
Exactly. And some of the sources we've looked at suggest that CERN might be using these quantum computers to do more than just crunch numbers. Like they might be using them to model and maybe even manipulate reality itself.
Whoa, hold on. Manipulate reality. What does that even mean?
Well, there are reports that they're using super advanced quantum systems like Google's Sycamore or D-Wave processors. And some people believe they could be using these to try and create wormholes, open up those extra dimensions, or even mess with the laws of physics.
Okay, now that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. But if they're really trying to open a door to another dimension, what are the implications? What could happen?
That's a really good question, and one that's hard to answer. But before we get into that, let's talk a bit about the theory behind all this. The idea of parallel universes isn't just something out of, you know, comic books and stuff. There are some actual scientific theories that support it.
Really? Like what?
Well, there's the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics. It basically says that every time a quantum event happens, like a particle choosing to be in one state or another, the universe splits. And each of those splits creates a new parallel universe.
So every time a particle makes a decision, a whole new universe pops up.
Pretty much. Then there's string theory, which says that everything in the universe is made up of these tiny vibrating strings. And for the math of string theory to work, there need to be more dimensions than the ones we experience.
Like those extra dimensions we talked about before.
Yeah. And some physicists, like Michio Kaku and Brian Greene, believe that these extra dimensions could mean that parallel universes are real.
Okay, so that's the theory. But what about the evidence?
Well, some scientists at CERN have said that they've seen particles behaving in weird ways, like they're being influenced by something we can't see or explain.
Could that be evidence of these other universes somehow interacting with our own?
It's possible. Now, this is where it gets even stranger. There's this thing called the Mandela effect, where a lot of people share a false memory. Like, remember the Berenstain Bears?
Yeah, the Berenstain Bears. Wait, is that wrong?
It is. And a lot of people swear it used to be spelled Berenstain. There are other examples, too, like movie quotes or historical ones.
So the theory is that CERN's messing with reality and causing these false memories.
Some people think so, especially after they restarted the LHC at higher energy levels back in 2016. They think it might be creating these little shifts in our timeline or our perception of the past.
Okay, that's definitely out there. But you know what? It kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Like, what if they're right?
It definitely does. But let's move on to these unexplained discoveries and the whole silent treatment thing that our sources talk about. There have been rumors about CERN finding things they're not talking about.
Like what?
Unusual particle behavior, energy readings that don't make sense, things that could challenge our whole understanding of physics.
Yeah, I've heard whispers about that too. There was even a story about them finding a totally new type of particle, one that didn't fit into any known categories, like maybe it came from another dimension.
Right. So the question is, why aren't they telling us about these things? Some people think they've found something so big, so world-changing, that they're not ready to reveal it yet.
Or maybe they're just afraid of the public freaking out.
Maybe. But if they're holding back these discoveries, it makes you wonder what else they might be doing behind closed doors. Like, are they trying to actively communicate with these other dimensions?
Okay, now we're getting into the really spooky stuff. But how would they even do that?
Well, that's where quantum computers come in again. Remember how we said they could potentially manipulate reality? Some experts believe they could use quantum mechanics to send signals to, or even receive signals from, other universes.
Hold on. They could actually send messages through these dimensional rifts.
It's theoretically possible. And there's this experiment at CERN called the Totem Project, which has gathered data that suggests there might be interactions happening beyond our four dimensions.
So they might already be trying to reach out. But what if something on the other side is reaching back? What if we're not ready for that?
That's the scary part, isn't it? We don't know what we might be unleashing. And speaking of scary things, there have been some pretty strange events linked to CERN over the years.
Like what? Don't tell me about that creepy human sacrifice video again.
Well, that was definitely weird. But there have also been reports of unexplained energy spikes, way beyond what should be possible with their experiments. And some people believe these could be signs of other dimensions bleeding into ours.
And then there are those stories about weird weather patterns and electromagnetic anomalies near CERN. People say the sky looks different when the LHC is running.
It's hard to say if there's any real connection, but it's definitely creepy to think about. So what if they do manage to open a gateway to another universe? What happens then?
Honestly, it's kind of terrifying to think about. Mm-hmm. Our sources mention all sorts of crazy scenarios, like what if the laws of physics are different in these other universes? What if dangerous particles or energy come through?
Right, or what if it destabilizes our own universe? We could have changes in gravity, time shifts, or even a total collapse of space-time.
Okay, now I'm starting to get really freaked out. But let's not get too carried away with the doom and gloom. I mean, there's also the potential for amazing discoveries, right?
Absolutely. Imagine the knowledge we could gain, the new technologies we could develop, maybe even cures for diseases that seem impossible to treat now.
Yeah, it's a huge gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the classic dilemma of scientific progress, right? The potential rewards are huge, but so are the risks. and the ethical implications are mind-boggling. Like, do we even have the right to mess with the fabric of reality like this?
It's a question we need to be asking ourselves, especially when we're talking about something that could potentially affect the entire universe. So where does CERN go from here? What are their plans for the future?
Well, according to our sources, they're planning to push the LHC to even higher energy levels in the coming years. They want to delve even deeper into dark matter, antimatter, and of course, those parallel universes.
And they'll be relying even more heavily on quantum computers to analyze the data and run simulations. So who knows what they might find? It could be the start of a new scientific revolution.
Or it could be a disaster. We just don't know. And that's the scary part. It makes you wonder if the public should have more say in all this. I mean, this isn't just about scientific curiosity anymore. It's about the fate of humanity.
You're right. So we've covered a lot today. Parallel universes, CERN's experiments, quantum computers, the Mandela effect. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is. And we're just scratching the surface here. But hopefully this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the possibilities, the risks, and the big questions we need to be asking.
Exactly. Because this is about more than just science. It's about our place in the universe, our responsibility to each other, and the future of reality itself.
So, to you, our listener, we leave you with this thought. What are your thoughts on all this? Do you think we should be pushing the boundaries of science this far, even if it means risking the unknown? And what role should the public play in these decisions? It's something to think about. Thanks for joining us.